it's not even necessary to introduce who I am by now, cause we're good friends. Remember the letter I wrote before Atlanta on Up in Smoke? That's the day I was gonna cut your throat. I guess my watch was broke, cause by the time I woke, I see my watch was 12 hours late and I missed the show. But nonetheless, I'm glad that I finally reached you. Ever since the accident, I've been dying to speak to you, to tell you things have changed and I'm a different man, a different level of understanding, I'm a different stand. Things are a lot better, I promise I won't harass you with any letter saying shit like we should be together. I meant we should start a group, the industry's full of homosexuals, Slim, but I don't wanna fuck you. I got a new attitude, really, I ain't mad at you. I just wanted you to recognize that I got talent too. I mean storytelling, kinda like how your album is. I've been attending counseling and taking medicine. They did some tests on me at NIH in Maryland. They showed me techniques to help me deal with pressure whenever I remember that crazy night when I was being reckless, driving with a death wish. On the bridge, I crashed into a Lexus right before I finished that last sentence. I was listening to Exhibit's album Restless. The next thing I knew, I was underwater and breathless. I was unconscious for a second, literally dying to go to heaven. Till some fellas came and pulled me from the wreckage. They started CPR, then they called the paramedics. In retrospect, I probably should've used a gun to end it. By the time the car had sunk, my pregnant girlfriend was still in the trunk and I was still feeling kinda drunk. The ambulance came and they put me on a stretcher, hooked me up to the IV and checked my blood pressure. One of them was so concerned that they wouldn't leave. He hopped in the back of the ambulance and rolled up some weed. My vision was blurry, I couldn't really see. I just remember his voice talking to me in the emergency room. I needed surgery to get some glass removed and 50 stitches for my wounds. As I'd ever be, I wanted to be an MC. He took me to shows with him, he let me flow with him, he let me write some rhymes and go on tour with him. I really believed in him, I decided to team with him, and now I'm overseas with him, getting cheese with him, and I'm MCing with him. I'm having the best time of my life, and I'm writing the best rhymes of my life. He introduces me to people as his lyrical equal, let me write a rhyme on his album and even produce a beat too. He ain't see-through, I can't see him fronting. He's not the type to call you just because he needs something. That's what I like about him, I wouldn't want to rock a mic without him. He's got cojones and he's not a coward. Matter of fact, I think he met you, it was the day you came to his video shoot with DJ Jimmy's nephew. Clef stepped to him and told him he should step to you, that you was ghostwriting for L, but that wasn't true. You was looking at him the same way I'm looking at you. Why can't we be friends, M? I don't want nothing from you. You see, there's a little bit of stand in all of us. Tell me where you think all of these record sales spawn from. Talking about Britney and Christina Aguilera, NSYNC too. Have you ever looked in the mirror? Your hair ain't really blonde and your eyes ain't blue, so never diss me, cause when you diss me, you're dissing you.
Family.